This is part 3 of topic 5. We talk about the 7th feature, which is that champions primarily compete for themselves. Research has shown that the single most powerful source of sporting motivation is the athlete themselves. Most competitive situations require an athlete to exhibit very high levels of self-control. When an individual attempts to consider others during a performance, usually the standard of execution is reduced because the distraction introduces irrelevant matters that compete for the athlete's resources. Focusing on what needs to be done and what is to be derived for oneself through self-controlled and self-motivated actions is a means of dedicating many personal resources towards the sporting task completion. One of the most surprising features of champions is that in team situations, great athletes still perform primarily for themselves. There is no major influence of the group or any other external entity being the reason for performing. When team play roles are clearly defined and require specific skills, a team's execution is one of all individuals coordinating their specialized functions to produce some group outcome. To non-performers, the group performance may be important, but it would not result unless each individual component functioned adequately. Within the context of that team situation, each athlete must focus on and execute his or her responsibility. In that circumstance, it is not difficult to understand that personal motivation and pride in one's own work are very influential. Any athlete has to have a strong desire to perform to the very best of his or her capability to attain high levels of accomplishment. Champions exhibit that factor consistently. This is the implication for athletes. Since you are the only one who can control what you do in a physical activity, you should focus all your energies and reasons for participation on the way you apply yourself at training and competitions. This doesn't mean that you ignore other athletes, coaches, or officials. It requires you to be focused on performing the best you can possibly do and controlling the factors that will affect your accomplishing that outcome. The 8th factor is discipline yourself so that you can train by yourself provided adequate directions were furnished by the coach. The ability to control and apply oneself to training, whether or not a coach is present, is a distinctive characteristic of champions. It is an index of their commitment to preparatory activities which lead to competitive excellence. So for an athlete, it means that it is unlikely that you will achieve your best if you cannot train effectively by yourself. This is a behavior that is readily observed. Others can accurately say whether or not you can do this. If you are an athlete who needs disciplining or considerable direction of practice, you still have a long way to go to be as good as you can be. The 9th factor is that champions consider that watching their weight is important. For every sport, each individual has an ideal power-to-weight ratio. Excessive weight, particularly fat, is unlikely to benefit a performer. However, there are great differences between sports for tolerating amounts of body fat. One should not assume that skinny or lean athletes are necessarily always the best. In some sports, too little body fat can be detrimental to performance, whereas in others, low levels are very desirable. However, when body fat is excessive to the point that it interferes with performance by restricting movement range, speed, or power, it needs to be reduced. In general, champion athletes look good for their sport because they control their weight to facilitate maximum performance. As an athlete, you should pay attention to your body weight and ensure that it remains in an acceptable range. However, you should not be obsessed with losing as much weight as you possibly can. That often is detrimental to performance, even to a greater extent than would be excessive weight. This is a facet of self-control that needs to be monitored in a reasonable manner while guarding against becoming too extreme in stressing its importance. This completes part 3.